One was the government input scheme. The inputs were only provided maybe for the first 2 years, 2000 and 2001. And then in 2002, 2003, there was a policy shift again. We saw the introduction of a number of facilities championed by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. The idea behind some of these facilities was very good. Their implementation was problematic. We saw the productive sector facility, PSF. We saw the agricultural sector productivity enhancement facility, ASPEF. We saw the command agriculture, which was popularly known as Maguta. And we saw the fuel scheme for farmers. And then we also saw what was called the Champion Farmer Program. Now, talking about the Champion Farmer Program, the idea was that a number of farmers would be selected and then they would be provided with inputs. But in reality, every farmer became selected. The number of inputs that could be accessed were very few, and we failed. So all these policy thrusts, which were post-2000, some of them were very well-meaning, but a lot of them may be responsible for our current situation right now.